This week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas, the Torah tells us the story of Mei Meriva. Miriam HaNeviah, Miriam who was a prophet, the sister of Moshe and Aharon, the woman who in her merit, in her schus, it was provided a miraculous well of living water. For 40 years, Klal Yisrael, the entire nation, had the Be'er Miriam, had the water from in the schus of Miriam. Miriam was nifter. Miriam is gone. And as Klal Yisrael is finishing the days of mourning, the days of Avelis, they realize a terrifying reality. The well is gone. How will we drink? They approached Moshe and Aharon, and they said, why did you bring us out of Mitzrayim to this evil place, a place where there's no food and no water to drink? Moshe and Aharon turned to Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem told them, he gave them a mitzvah. He said, have emunah, take the staff, that staff of Mitzrayim, the matah, and in front of the whole Klal Yisrael, speak to the rock and we'll give water. But Moshe didn't talk to the rock. Instead, he hit the rock. And because of that, ultimately, Hashem gave him an oinish, a punishment. And he said, because you didn't warrant Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, you weren't Mekadosh me by talking to the rock, you will not lead, you and Aharon, Moshe and Aharon will not lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. I want to ask you a question that I am sure each and every one of you is bothered by this question. But first, I want you to think of a moment in your own life, a moment you're not proud of, a moment you were pushed and pushed and pushed until finally you broke. That flash of anger, that sharp word, that slammed door, that feeling of losing control for just a second. We've all been there. It's human. Now, I want you to imagine the greatest human being who ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu, the man who lived in the Anania Kovid, the cloud of glory. He went up to heaven, who spoke to Hashem face to face, whose face was shining with Kedushas HaBoireh, with the holiness of Hashem, with the aur, the light, the divine light of Hashem Yisparach. I want you to imagine him having one of those moments. And I want you to try and understand how that single human moment of snapping cost him his life's dream. How it prevented him from going into Eretz Yisrael, from leading Klal Yisrael into the promised land. Because if we can understand that, we can understand everything. Let's go to the scene. I want you to feel it. Close your eyes if you have to. Feel the blistering desert sun. Taste the dust in the back of your throat. There's no water. And there is a new, terrifying silence. Miriam is dead. And that well that was in her schus, in her merit, the well that the entire Klal Yisrael had, and it gave them life, is gone. The grief is raw. The Avelis, the mourning for Miriam HaNeviah, is raw. The thirst is real. And then the sound, a low rumble that grows in the roar of rebellion. Why did you bring us here to die? The words are like stones pelting Moshe Rabbeinu, who is not just the leader of Klal Yisrael, but also a brother of Miriam HaNeviah in mourning in Avelis. In that crushing moment, Hashem gives him a lifeline. He gives him a mitzvah. He tells him to have emunah. Take the staff, the matah, but don't use it. V'dibartem el hasela. You should speak to the rock. Can you imagine? Speak to a rock. Not with a stick, but with a word. But Moshe doesn't. He walks up, faces the entire crowd, the entire Klal Yisrael. And his tremendous, tremendous, tremendous patience, 40 years of patience, finally bursts. Shimuno Hamoirim. He cries out, listen now, you rebels. The staff, the mate, that instrument of power is high in the air and he brings it down, crack, against the stone. Silence, then again, crack. And yes, water gushes out, a flood. The people drink, but don't make the mistake that this was a happy ending. This is a tragedy, because the water that saves Klal Yisrael is the very same water that condemns Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem's verdict, Hashem's gzeirah, lands hard. Hashem says, because you, Moshe, didn't sanctify me, weren't mekadesh me, you will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why was this a point of no return? This question puzzled the Chachomim, the sages, for generations. It was very hard to understand what was the big sin, what was the great sin that Moshe did. Rashi explains, Hashem didn't just want to give the people water. He wanted to give them emunah. He set the stage for the greatest lesson. If a dead rock bends its will to the word of Hashem, to the Devar Hashem, then certainly our hearts, our living hearts, can bend our will to the Devar Hashem. It was a chance to transform Klal Yisrael into tremendous maminim. When they see that scene, instead, Moshe gave them a spectacle. He gave them a trick with a stick. He got them water, but the lesson was lost. That Kiddush Hashem that would have been, the tremendous Kiddush Hashem, the tremendous emunah from watching Moshe talk to the rock and water coming out. That was left on the table. The Rambam explains a little different. Moshe Rabbeinu was Onav Mikol Adam. He was the greatest man to ever live. Azah, an unbelievable tzaddik. It's not so easy to dissect and find fault and find a sin in the Meir Meriva. Nevertheless, the Rambam explains the sin, the chet, was not the act of hitting the rock. It was the anger associated with it. Moshe Rabbeinu called Klal Yisrael rebels. Who was talking? Was it Hashem Yisparach talking? The patient, loving father? No. That was somebody frustrated. Moshe Rabbeinu was frustrated. Moshe Rabbeinu mirrored and reflected Hashem Yisbarach, the divine image. But in that moment of fury, that image cracked and the Klal Yisrael saw Moshe Rabbeinu angry. And that was a Chil Hashem. At that moment, he was not a shliach of Hashem. He lost himself. The Ramban explains another pshat. Very subtle. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Shall we bring forth water? We. Who is we? It wasn't it Hashem. It became Moshe and Hashem. Moshe got mixed in there. His ego. In the one place, a moment of miracle, where ego cannot exist. It's totally in the miracle is totally 100% Hashem Yisbarach. There's nothing else. But a sliver of ego crept in. And especially for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's entire being was bittul. He was honor of Mikol Adam. Self-negation before Hashem Yisbarach. But a word slipped in. He said, we. There was a betrayal of his entire mission, his entire shlichis of Hashem Yisbarach. So what does it all mean? A missed lesson in Emunah, in Kiddush Hashem, a flash of anger, a tiny we. It means that this moment, Hashem was trying to change the identity of Klal Yisrael. They were going into Eretz Yisrael. Until now, they were avodim. They were slaves who left Mitzrayim. And now, they were becoming an Am, the Am HaNivcher, and they were going into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe, for one second, forgot it. For 40 years, in the Midbar, in the desert, their identity was one of hitting. In Mitzrayim, the laying watch in Mitzrayim was hitting. It was the sound of the makis, the plagues, the crack of the taskmaster's whip. Hitting was a force. Hitting was power. Hitting was a language fit for a generation, for a dar of slaves. But Hashem looked at the new generation, born in freedom, and He wanted to give them a new identity. A new mission. They were going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So it was no longer hitting. It was speaking. Speaking is the language of relationship. Speaking is the language of persuasion. Speaking is the language of emunah. Speaking is the language of free people. Hashem was screaming to Moshe, the staff, the matan Mitzrayim, that got Klal Yisrael out of slavery. But to build an Am HaNivchor, to build a Klal Yisrael that's going to go into Eretz Yisrael, only a voice can build them. By one doesn't build a family with hitting. We can't build a community by hitting. We can't build an Am Hashem, Am HaNivchor, an Am Kodesh, by hitting. We build an Am Kodesh with words. We build it with connection. We build it with love. The neshama of Klal Yisrael is not a granite block to be shattered. It is a soft heart that we speak to. We have to speak to the Am HaNivcher, speak to the heart of Klal Yisrael. The story of the Meriveh of 3,000 years ago, it's not only a story of then, it's also a story for us, for our lives, today, right now. Who is the rock in our lives? Is it a child, your child, who seems distant and closed off? Is it your spouse, where communication has run dry? Is it a student, a friend? Is it your own heart that is stubborn like a rock and refuses to change? And what's in your hand? Be honest. What's in your hand? Is it the staff, the mate of anger, of criticism, of sarcastic remarks, of force? Are you just hitting the rock over and over and over and over again, wondering why nothing but bitter water is coming out. Hashem is telling us right here, right now, drop the staff. It's old. It won't work anymore. Take a breath. Look at the rock and find the words. Find the voice of patience. Find the voice of love. Find the voice of connection. Find the voice that says, I see Kedusha in you, even if you don't. Find the voice of Moshe. When he was mispalel, he prayed, he davened for his sister Dvorah HaNeviah. Kel no. Please, Hashem, refer no law. Please heal her. Please heal Miriam HaNeviah. That is the choice, the staff of Mitzrayim, or the call, the voice of Yerushalayim speaking, the speaking. Is it force or connection? May we all be blessed with the courage to drop our staff, to find our true voice, and to speak to every neshama we meet until the world is flooded, not with water born of anger, but with the living waters of redemption.